Welcome to the Pope St. John the 23rd Vocation Podcast with Monsignor William Fay. Here at Pope St. John the 23rd Seminary, we realize it's never too late to respond to God's call. If you're a man 30 or older, discerning a possible call to the priesthood, or someone who supports these later vocations, this is the podcast for you.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Monsignor Bill Fay, and I'm a member of the faculty at Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary. I'm delighted to have with me today Deacon Eugene Schaefer, who is a fourth-year seminarian here at Pope St. John and will be ordained, please God, to the priesthood this coming May 28th, just less than a month away from this taping. We're delighted to have you with us today, and Gene and I are going to talk a little bit today about the fact that he has come to the priesthood after having been married. I think a lot of people would be surprised that there are a number of men here at the seminary who have lost a spouse through death or an annulment and have found in the loss a call that God has given to them for the priesthood. So, Gene, let me begin with that with you. Welcome again, and talk a little bit about how it was that after your marriage you came to recognize a call at work in your life.
Yeah, thank you for asking me. So, yeah, my marriage lasted about 10 years. Mm-hmm. I had two children in the course of that time. One of the things that was missing in my relationship at the time was faith. I had grown up and was a seminarian in high school, and during my college years kind of fell away from my faith. And then in my marriage, we didn't practice any faith. When I was going through my divorce, I was talking to actually a therapist. We had like family therapy going on. And it was her that noticed in me that something was missing, that, you know, your faith was such a huge part of your life as a young person, and now it's missing. Maybe you should look into that again. And that kind of began my journey back into the faith and eventually my vocation to the priesthood.
How was the annulment process for you? Was it a difficult thing, or was it a thing that brought its own dimension of grace to it? How do you look back on it?
I approached the annulment not because I was looking to remarry, as so many people do. Mm-hmm. I approached the annulment from the perspective I was trying to get right with my faith. Mm-hmm. And I had started teaching in the PSR CCD program. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, can I receive communion if I go to Mass with these children? Mm-hmm. And so that began a conversation with the pastor and then began my annulment process. So I really took the approach that I was going to be honest and truthful, lay it on the line, and let the church pass judgment. And if the annulment didn't go through, I wouldn't remarry. But if it did, you know, I'd be open. For me, it was a part of my religious journey to really look at that difficult parts mm-hmm. of my life and be cathartic about it, and had a very good advocate that helped me with that.
In a certain way, then, it was kind of like a rite of passage. It really brought you to a new space in your own life.
Correct, yeah.
And it was in that space, obviously, that you saw more clearly the vocation that you have.
Right. After I got my annulment, I did try dating for a while. That wasn't working out. And so I really started considering, you know, maybe God isn't calling me to this. Maybe mm-hmm. God's calling me to something different. And he was. Mm-hmm. So,
when did the idea of priesthood actually begin percolating?
Yeah. So as a young person pursuing the priesthood, I don't know that it was at that time divine providence. I think I had to mature, I had to experience things in life in order to get to this point. And when my children finally moved out and got on their own, that's when I decided now it's time, you know, to put your money where your mouth is and mm-hmm. really dig in. Then I had a good spiritual director at the time, and I remember coming one time from the church to my car after Mass on a Sunday, and I looked at the rectory. I said, if I was a priest, I'd already be home yet. You know, like those apartment signs.
Yeah, yeah.
And that kind of, you know, that started the conversation with the spiritual director. And then through his help over the course of 4 or 5 months, got me looking at places like this.
What was so special about this place that got you interested in saying, I think if the bishop would let me, that's where I'd like to go?
For me, two things in life became very clear. One is I had to stop turning off the Holy Spirit. I had to stop, you know, I had to, every time he was trying to nudge me in a direction, I would close him off and say, nope, that's not for me. And I pursued my career. I pursued those things of the world that told me would make me happy. What the other part was is I wasn't finding peace there. Mm-hmm. And for me, in a vocation discernment where there's peace, that's where you know that that's where God wants you. And I remember coming up here on a November for a visit and meeting some of the guys. I remember I staked out part of the refractory, and as they were coming in the evening, I would say, can I talk to you? Can I talk to you? And I talked to like 20 guys that day. Everybody was so filled with joy. Everybody was so willing to share their story with me. And then I took it the next day to chapel, and I just remember this great sense of peace came over me, and I said, this is where I need to be.
Great. Those of you who follow our podcast know that Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary is specifically built for older candidates to the priesthood. We have men here from 30 to 60, and it's a very different environment from a seminary that would be catering and ordering itself to younger men. So you're in that group, and it's a wonderful thing. Gene, tell me, how did your friends and family react to your growing desire to pursue the priesthood?
Yeah, I'll kind of break it into several categories, but I know I remember a lunch I had with my brother. My second youngest brother had passed away about 6 years ago, and you know, so this conversation was coming with my brother. We became closer after that. We're having dinner, and I told him I was going to do this, and he's like, "Are you crazy?" And I think he used other language, but he really couldn't understand why I was willing to give up a successful career. I had just bought a new townhouse. I had, all the things that were making me happy. I have two grandchildren that were 2 years old at the time. And he's like, why would you leave all this to go pursue this? And my answer to him at that time was, if I'm not really happy now, and I think that if I don't do what God wants me to do, I won't be happy. And so that was part of it. And then the other part, my friends, it was interesting at work, my coworkers and my employees that I had at the time, they were all really supportive, really good people. They kind of knew it. They kind of said, yes, this is what you're good for. So it just seemed natural to them.
Tell me a little bit about your kids.
Boy, what not to say.
I love your father.
Yeah. Yes, I love my children very much. Both my daughters are approaching their 30s now, so that reminds me how old I am. They've been a true blessing too as well. They've had their struggles in life as well, but in all that, they've turned to me as kind of their rock, and my faith has been something that's allowed me to be the father to them. For a long time, I was the single parent and had full custody, and during that period, my children really developed a good relationship with me, even to the point to this day, we keep a daily text thing going on our phones and are always joking with each other and giving each other trouble and everything too as well.
And obviously, as you said so beautifully a few moments ago, it has everything to do with the life of the Holy Spirit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you know that you're on the right track or whether you're not on the right track. And you discern that. I remember talking to one of the seminarians here, who's now, please God, a wonderful priest, and he was chatting with me and saying, you know, I wonder if I shouldn't go back to my earlier work. I wonder if this is really what I should be doing. And I said, I don't think you can. And he said to me, why? I said, because you obviously weren't fully happy there. If you were, you never would have left it. Yeah. So you're probably in the right place. It's just getting a matter of being focused a little bit on this. Gene, you're not alone here as a man who was married before coming to the seminary. There are a number of guys who have. Do you guys have any kind of a special relationship because of your previous experience?
We have different conversations, I think, especially at lunch and meals and things like that. Then, you know, I know there's a father's group here that I've attended, and that's been very supportive when you need to go talk about things too as well. And I think, you know, so the relationships here are unique in that relationship there too as well that some of the guys don't have. But I also find that when I'm in my parish assignments, I'm able to have conversations with parishioners. And when they hear my background, they hear my story, they feel more open to talking to me about annulments, about their marriage struggles and, you know, their children and things like that. And I think it really puts me in a unique position to minister to those people.
What a beautiful grace it is to have left yourself open in the way that you did, to let God do with you whatever it was he wanted to do, and you just said, go ahead.
So the latest image that's been going through my mind as I'm approaching my ordination date is rowing a boat. Mm. I used to like rowing a boat as a kid, and one of the things about rowing a boat is you can't really see where you're going. You just kind of point your boat, in my case, to God, you see what's going past you and you see what's behind you, but you're just hoping you're going in the right direction. But there's trust there. There's trust that God's going to take you to the destination you need to go to.
And as we all know, I mean, trust is at the very heart of what the very word faith means for us within a Catholic context.
Yep.
That if you don't have that trust, you could get lost pretty quickly, you know. Well, obviously, there have been some very, very good things that have happened to you that allowed you to build that trust in God, and that's a very wonderful thing. You've been very helpful, too, in helping men to discern. I remember I asked you to speak specifically with someone who was wrestling with, do I have a vocation to the diaconate, or do I have a vocation to the priesthood? And I thought you asked a question of that fellow that said a lot about what diaconate is and what priesthood is. Do you remember what that question was?
I do. So to me, the difference between the two vocations, deacons are about serving, priests mm-hmm. are about shepherding.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question I asked to the man was, you know, where do you see yourself? Where do you feel God's calling you? Does he want you to serve people, or does he want you to shepherd and lead people?
And he made the decision, and here he is. He's a seminarian here at Pope St. John.
Yes, yeah.
And happily so, I would say.
Yep.
Which is a very, very good thing. What advice, Gene, would you give to a man whose marriage ended, whether it was through the death of a spouse or through the annulment process, as it was in your case, and is beginning to experience a call to the priesthood?
You know, for me, the first thing is maybe, I know it worked with me, to challenge myself a little bit differently in my faith. So, for example, taking, you know, volunteering to teach as a PSR CCD teacher.
So what does PSR stand for?
Public School of Religion.
Good.
So it's very similar to the CCD up here.
Mm-hmm.
It's just taking those chances and letting the Holy Spirit call you to something you may not feel comfortable doing. Be open to trying new things. If you're a weekly Mass goer, try going more than once a week. Just constantly challenge yourself to grow in your faith. The other thing for me is being more of a computer scientist, an engineer type person, I had to have all my logistics worked out. And so I do say do your homework, and really the key, come and see this place. You know, if you come here, you will walk away impressed. Even if you decide not to stay, you will be impressed with the quality of this place. I really think this place is unique in that everyone, to a man, be it faculty, be it administration, be it, you know, the kitchen staff, be it your fellow classmates, everybody wants you to succeed at this. It's about building you up.
It has been a delight visiting with you today and having a chance to have you talk a little bit about your life and how it was that you ended up here. Having known you now for the 3 years that you've been here, I can tell you that you're ready for ordination. God has done some very, very good things for you. You have the solid recommendation of the faculty, and you'll bring great things to your great Archdiocese of St. Louis. So we really want to thank you for all that you've done here and what the Lord has in store for you. To those of you who are joining us today, I want to thank you again for your presence with us. It means so much to us. And I want to say again, if you know somebody who is thinking about the priesthood, or maybe someone you see who you know could do very well as a priest, an older candidate, don't hesitate to say something to that person to encourage them. Sometimes it's the key that opens their life to looking at the Holy Spirit at work within them. And I hope that Gene's own talking today so candidly about his own life and experience will help you to realize that doing that kind of thing can unlock an awful lot of potential. So once again, from Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary, we say thank you for joining us. We invite you to go to our website, which is psjs.edu, and we look forward to having you with us for our next podcast. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening, and be sure to check out our website at www.psjs.edu. Remember, the first step to answering God's call is making the call. 781-899-5500.